You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
It is indeed time for Friday Live, and we got There's a Tuesday here. At least two members of There's a Tuesday, Minnie and Nat. The original members, apparently. You guys are the first two?
Yeah.
That's pretty mana. Do you get bragging rights?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
That's what's up. We're so happy to have you here. And the reason you're here, I guess, is because you released a single today, Margot. Very beautiful song. How's it been feeling since the release?
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah?
We've had a really awesome day. Been very excited to get here. So thanks so much for having us on. And yeah, we played the song at Studio One Vintage Guitars and did like a little video there.
Cool.
Which was so epic. And then we had an awesome lunch. I'm really just describing the day at this point.
I love it though. I'm along for the journey with you. I was like locked in. What was for lunch? Are we going down the route?
It was incredible actually. It was really beautiful Japanese food. It was really yummy.
Pretty lucky. See, now I'm expecting big things because I know you're prepared for this.
Yeah.
You've eaten. We're good to go. Yeah. Last year was a big year for you guys too. In May you did some tours. Tour to Australia.
Yes. Yeah.
How was that?
It was so sick. We love going to Australia. We went to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. And then back here with our friends who are in an Australian band called Kitchen Boy. So, yeah, did like a co-joint headline tour and it was really fun. Yeah.
Was that the first headline international tour for you guys? Because I know you played an international couple of international gigs supporting.
Yeah, that was the first headline, like joint headline one. We'd gone the year before and it was really nice just doing like that really cool South by Southwest festival and then playing with Benny and Meraki and some other people, so the Grogans. Yeah, did some cool stuff, which was mean. But yeah, it was cool to go over and like get to play like more of our own stuff to new people.
Yeah, 100%. Find a new fan base. I definitely do want to talk a little bit more about Margot because it's this beautiful song that kind of explores the intricacies of being queer. And I probably couldn't explain this like extended like device you guys use in the song, or like, you know, an alter ego device. Can you explain that a little bit for us? Who is Margot?
Yeah. So until a couple of days before I was born, I was going to be called Margot. I kind of wish I was called Margot.
That's sick. I'm not going to lie. I was just kind of tight.
It's like, such a cool name. But I got given Natalie, which like maybe, I don't know. I feel like all the like American like mean girl movies I watched growing up, the character was always called Natalie, and I was like, oh man, and like I promise I'm a nice guy, and then I don't know, I feel like I don't really rock with Natalie, so Nat's fine though, so I go by Nat.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically I just use that name as like this version of myself that like that older ego that I pretended to be, going to like a private all-girls school in Christchurch where I like, you know, was very closeted and very queer and was just kind of pretending to totally not be that, and dated the captain of the rugby team and was wearing my big long ball gowns, which I like hated, but yeah, rocked through it, and then moved up to Tamaki and like finally, you know, found myself and like-minded people and like now have a beautiful partner and yeah, love it.
That's so beautiful, man. And I think the use of like that kind of alter ego or like separating yourself from that and exploring that in the song is so beautiful. How long have you been like had the song with you? Like, has it been with you since you left Christchurch, or is it a new creation?
It actually just like fell out of me one day. I was just sitting on the couch in the sun having a coffee and I was like, man, I haven't written a song in a while. And then normally I think that and then nothing good happens. Yeah. But I actually managed to write it just in one session. I think I'd just like, I don't know how it came to me, but yeah, it wasn't something I wrote when I was in Christchurch. It was definitely something I wrote here as it like a reflection on my time, of my time in Christchurch. Yeah.
That's really beautiful. Well, you guys are here to play some tunes. Should we let the people hear some of your tunes? Because they are really lovely.
Still, yeah.
Beautiful. This is There's a Tuesday, live from the BFM studio.
Sitting tight, berries round my mouth. Is it like this the whole year?
Because there's only one person to applaud, but that was beautiful as hell.
Oh,
that was
such nice claps, though.
Thank you.
Those were like a perfect.
I practice. I go home and nah, I'm just
fake. That felt like a whole audience, just those claps.
Boom, 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 boom. Bless. What do you have up for us next, team?
This is our new song, Margo, out today.
Brand new.
I've got a soft spot for Margo. Some nights I look just like her. Brown eyes, please don't take it for granted. Oh, every sweaty body, after dark swears they love me. Go on, go and mistake me for Margot. Could have been your girl, why'd you go order me down? Tell me all about it, cause you know better than I know myself. You know better than I know myself. Crash for your entertainment. Scrub down my skin in the basement. If I flinch, I hope that you still think I have it. I know it's not forever. Oh, how you make me hate her. Go on, go and mistake me for girl, why'd you go order me down?
That was beautiful. I feel like clapping isn't the right thing to do in this situation because those songs are so, I don't know, hearing them acoustic, I kind of want a whole acoustic album now. Like, this this is tight.
We played an acoustic set this morning and we were actually saying, like, at some point we'll tour with the band and do, like, There's a Tuesday, which is the band, and then, like, maybe go to some, like, little cities like Picton or something and do some, like, just acoustic shows. It could be kind of cool.
Man, this is really beautiful. When you're writing a song like Margot that's so personal to you, how is it to take it to a band and want to collaborate? Do you almost feel like you go with a vision and a sound, and do you get upset if it doesn't quite match that, or like?
I don't think so. To be honest, it just always does turn out. I feel exactly how it is meant to turn out, and I am really lucky to be, like, you know, working alongside, like, my three best mates who are also, like, you know, the most talented musicians ever. And so, you know, when I do bring something and I share whatever vision that I had intended when I wrote it, they are very good at just being like, that's mean, and then adding their own kind of things, being like, oh, what about this, what about this, and it's all always super epic. So yeah, I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I think you guys, all four of you, have such a beautiful bond, and it was, so it started with you two, and then you invited the boys along too. How did that come about?
Well, we initially wanted to be a band, and then we did that school comp Rockquest.
Yeah, shout out Rockquest, man.
Hell yeah. And since Joel, who we had kind of been in conversation with about starting a band, was the year above us at school, he had recently left school, so he couldn't be a part of Rockquest because he got to be in school. So Minnie and I did the duo thing, and then, we're super lucky to win that, so got to kind of record a
that
song.
You were so lucky with that. Yeah, we were, like, super lucky to win that or whatever. That's so sick. What the hell?
Lucky. Sick. Honestly, we were shocked because the other two people in it, we were, like, the solo duo category, so it was, lot smaller. But the other people were super good. But anyway, dream come true. And when we were recording, we're like, man, it'd be sick to have, like, a band playing this. So then, we took it to Joel and Gus. Joel plays bass and Gus plays drums. And we both knew them already. I went to preschool with Gus.
That's crazy.
And Minnie knew him through surfing. And then Joel, Minnie knew through surfing. And I knew through playing music in Christchurch too. So, we were kind of all like, I reckon we were all bound to meet and do this kind of special thing together. Yeah.
Do you think being from Christchurch, you guys have, like, I don't know, does it help kind of connect your shared vision when you're making music? Like, you understand where all of you have come from. You're from this place, like, does that kind of...
I think so, and, like, I don't know, it definitely helps all having pretty similar, like, experience. Thanks, man.
And Minnie's just come back into the room with two brand new tuned guitars.
Yeah.
That was quick, dog. That was really quick.
That could still be quite
out. I'm sure it's going to sound good. You guys sound great.
Oh, thank you. How did you guys go? Did you guys have...
We were just silent for like 3 minutes. We sat there and we're like, damn, we wish Minnie was here.
Just totally panicking.
What do you say? That's beautiful. I'm excited for this last song. What do you guys have for us last? There's nods going on.
Sorry.
We're doing a decision, which we shouldn't do right now, should we? What do you want to do?
I don't mind. We have like a love song or like a...
Rock and roll song.
So it depends if you're like over the love now because it's Valentine's Day and it's 5 o'clock, or if you're still really loved up.
Run us that rock and roll track, man.
Rock and roll?
Yeah, let's run us that rock and roll track.
We say rock and roll, it's not actually very rock and roll, it just has a couple E minor chords, so it's the most rock and roll thing we've ever done.
Let's go.
Okay, shall we just check where we are in tune?
Thanks, man, that sounds great. This is Cottonmouth. Thank you.
so sick. I love it. I love it. Thank you guys so much for coming up. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, cheers.
It's been awesome.
Sick. That was This a Tuesday live from the BFM studio. Go and stream. Margot is out everywhere.
Yep.
On all streaming platforms. Go and listen to them all simultaneously on different devices.
That's tight. Thanks so much,
iPad,
man.
iPod.
Get it all.
iPod Touch, iPod Nano. Out. Yeah.
The Nano, that's the joint.
That's the one.
We're going to listen to a little bit of Daryl Hall and John Oates. Because Nat picked the song. You're listening to BFM.
Yeah.
Friday Live on 95BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.